This hour, we'll take your calls with Lori Spagna as we talk about animals, dimensions, you name it, we got it. And welcome back. George Norrie with you. Lori Spagna with us. Lori, tell us a little bit more about this abduction case that you went through, and then we'll go to calls.
Well, at the time, I was living in Maui, and one of the teachers I was studying with, my teacher at that time, used to tell us not to sleep through the night, to instead meditate through the night. And so I would go and sit on my back porch a lot of evenings and meditate all night on the back porch. And one of the nights in particular, it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and at that time in Maui, there were no airports open after 9 p.m.
Wow. It shuts right down, I guess, huh?
What's that?
They just shut right down, huh?
Well, they used to close at 9 o'clock. I don't know anymore what it is, but this was over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I had worked in the television industry for lots of years prior to that. I knew what a satellite looked like. And, of course, back then there weren't as many satellites either. But at 2 o'clock in the morning, while I was meditating, but I was, you know, lucid. I was awake. And I, at one point, remember very clearly opening my eyes and seeing a very circular, moving, you know, look like a star almost, but it was moving in a circle. And I was already telepathic enough at that point but I was naive at the same time. I didn't know anything about extraterrestrial life at that time. I just thought that there were going to be these, I just had this idea back then that there was going to be these nice star beings who were going to come in and help us. This is all pre-2012. So I just telepathically, naively said, well, if there's anything I could do, first I said, if you're real, can you start moving for me to help me know? And so it started responding to my thoughts, the ship.
Almost instantly, I bet.
Yes, almost instantly. And then I remember very clearly saying, well, if there's anything I can do to help. It was kind of funny, you know, because at that time, like I said, I was very naive. But I was instantly transported. And the thing is it's very bizarre because what happens is it wasn't a physical. It was like a plasma-like state, which I could never describe in any other way because at the time I didn't really even know what was happening. But I had the ability to move about the ship. I could identify very clearly some of the beings, where they were from. There was no talking. It was all telepathic. And I had enough free roam on the ship to be able to interact with some of the beings. There was a woman, a lot of different races, by the way, and there was one of the people was like a woman, but it wasn't. She was actually insectoid, but she presented as a woman, female, so that it wasn't so scary to me.
Did you see other humans on the craft?
Not earthly humans.
Not
no.
earthly. Okay.
No. But she did put a chip in my wrist. She asked to put a chip in my wrist or something in my wrist. At the time, I really didn't know what it was.
Is it still there?
Do you understand? What's that?
Is it still there?
I don't think so anymore, no. To the best of my knowledge, it's been removed. But what I will say is, I didn't understand all of this at the time. I had to do a lot of regressions, and I mean, the next day, I knew it had happened, but I didn't understand any of it. And it was for several weeks after that I was getting what I would call downloads. I continued to meditate, and I would see all kinds of codes and downloads and almost like images and symbols in my brain sort of being downloaded, so to speak, into my consciousness or into my awareness. And I never understood at that time what it was. And I remember every night constantly I was asking, what is this? What does this mean? What is this about? And I would always be told, I could hear, you'll know when the time comes. You'll know. And now I do know. I feel like I know. You know, that's what I do now. I'm helping people to understand a lot of this stuff related to star seeds and the stuff we're talking about with the DNA. And a huge amount of it I did learn from animals, too, just the telepathy part that I had and the energy part. I learned that stuff from animals before I even had the first contact experience. But all of it's been integrated now. so that I'm able to use it in service, you know, in contribution to those I work with.
Let's go to the phones for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's start by going west of the Rockies. Mark is with us in Los Angeles. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm so glad I'm tuned in right now because I, too, had a near-death experience. I suffered of a tibial artery dissection, briefly flatlined. Anyhow, I'm much more in tune with everything going on, and I've got repressed memories since COVID started, back to when I was a child, and I used to see, like, orbs in the ground. And I used to see just certain energy and spirits coming to me. But I was going to talk to you about my dog. He was a Rhodesian Ridgeback rescue dog, and he would speak to me and my parents through telepathy.
Wow.
And anytime he wanted to go outside, anytime he wanted to get our attention about something, he would just look at us. And it would make us immediately turn around or wake up. And anyhow, I wanted to tell you about this dream I had. My dog, I was after he had passed away at about 15, I missed him dearly. And I was walking to this house in my dream, and I was going up to the front door. This young family let me inside. And when I went inside, my dog was there waiting for me, and the kids had taught my dog new tricks, and I was with the family, and I spent a lot of time with them. And then I said, okay, well, now it's time for you to go, Chachi. That was my dog's name. And I said, well, let's go. And my dog sat there and just wagged his tail and wouldn't move. And I looked at the father, and I said, what's wrong? I said, Chachi, let's go. And I started to get angry, and the kid said, why is he getting angry? You don't get angry. And I said, let's go, to my dog. And he still sat there. And the father took me aside and said, hey, I just want you to know that we all died in a car accident on our way to Florida to go to Disney World. And your dog came into our life just like he came into your life.
That's remarkable.
And he's not ready to go with you yet, but he'll be waiting here with us.
What do you think of that, Lori?
Oh, Mark, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
That's an
incredible story.
Chilling.
I feel like, I mean, it seems so, to me, it seems so clear that your animal was letting you know that he was with another family in the non-physical and that he couldn't come back with you into the physical, but that he was still with loved ones. He had moved on, but was still reachable, like he was still available to you and yet not in the physical any longer. Does that, I mean, do you see that in your dream? Do you understand? Because to me, that's really your dog. Like,
the
dream state, you know, is really us accessing the fourth dimensional realm. We're going through, sometimes we could call that part of the dream state an astral plane, but consciousness and our soul beings continue to live on there. And that's a great way that animals, in this case, your beloved dog, could communicate with you and let you know, I'm still with you, I'm just not with you in physical form.
With animals, Lori, with dogs, do you find that a certain breed is a little more receptive to all of this?
I don't think this is breed specific at all.
It's not.
No, not at all, except I will say different breeds have different messages. So, for example, pit bulls, who are typically, you know, we tend to put our prejudice on some animals. Pit bulls take a lot of prejudice. We humans identify pit bulls as dangerous dogs, and yet that's not true at all. They just accommodate to their human. They're the most easily trained dogs. So if an aggressive or a fighting human trains the dog that way, that's how the dog will become. And we perceive and sort of judge breeds. Pit bulls are just one example. We call them bully breeds, and we prejudice them. We put our prejudice there. But other than that, as a species, you know, subspecies, no, I don't. I think they're all equally carrying the vibration of love, equally carrying mirror reflections for their humans to learn, and equally able to be guides, just as the one that Mark, what the example that Mark just gave.
On the wild card line, Brendan's with us, Austin, Texas. Hey, Brendan, welcome to the show.
Hi, hey, Brendan. Thanks so much. I hope you all had fun out there in Washington.
We did. Had a great time. Thank you.
So I was going to talk about how animals are big empaths, and the Toltec have talked about how chihuahuas are healers and that they can transition spirits to the other side. And speaking of the other side, not very many people are empathic, but it seems like I do EVP work, the electronic voice phenomenon, and it seems like a lot of the dead spirits that I talk to are more empathic than human spirits. Like when I talk to them, they can talk to me about their pain and their love, and they'll talk to me about my pain and my love. And humans, the living, we don't really want to talk or have time for that sort of emotion all the time. So it's interesting that they can connect more than we can. And when you hear about mediums connecting to the spirit side, what do they always say? It was very emotional. It was very intense. And so it almost seems like they're more empathic than us, like I said. So I thought that that was interesting. I'm hoping that humans will become more empathic into the future. And my final thought was, last night I had called in and talked about the aliens using EMF to talk on EVP. And George, I've talked to you about that as well, as using EVP to connect with
right.
ETs to bring in answers for humanity. And I just wanted to say one thing about that, that I kept on racking my mind of where have I seen that before? And Signs with M. Night Shyamalan, I just realized today, they hold up the baby monitor and all these voices start coming in through the EMF readings. So I thought that that was funny that they've been had that in Hollywood a long time ago.
I sometimes think, Brendan, they're tipped off. Sometimes they are. What do you think of that, Lori?
Brendan, thanks for sharing that. That's fascinating. I don't know so much about that that voice technology you're referring to, but what I definitely agree with you on is how empathic and sensitive the animals are, even after they've crossed over, and certainly mediums do pick up on this. And the other thing I want to say is that I really am so sure that all humans have this ability. One of the things we've done in order to survive in our reality, our physical form, is that we have kind of shut that off. We have disconnected from it. And it's not that we can't recover it or regain it. It's that we have to desire and choose to regain it, and then we have to be able to be willing to learn how to navigate it. Because becoming more sensitive in a very, harsh physical reality that we live in, that's still very fear-based right now, it requires us to be able to navigate those emotions you were talking about. We have to be able to process through that stuff. So it's a learning. It's what we're learning right now. And yeah, it's what our animals are helping us to learn.
Let's go to Diana in the wildcard line in Laguna Woods, California. Hello, Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Hi. My question is about my 10-year-old Ruby Juniper, who I had to have put down for mouth cancer.
Oh, geez.
And she was a small terrier, and she was either at my feet or sitting on my left side with me, always. Mm. Never left my side. Mm. And I just can't get over the loss of her. And I just wonder if she's okay and if maybe she's still with me.
Oh, Diane. It's Diane, right?
Diane.
I'm so sorry for your loss. I know it's so painful to lose someone we love so much, because your animal, Ruby Juniper, of course, she was your beloved. And here's what I want to say that I am getting so clear is, first, most important thing, it's like she's sitting up, like with her paws up. And what I'm hearing her say is, Mommy, please, please forgive yourself and forgive others, because it's like what she's saying is, I'm okay, Mommy. I want you to be happy. I want you to celebrate my life with you.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrate our love. And forgive yourself and all others for any pain that may have been before. Because it's like she's talking through her mouth clearly now, almost. Not that she's talking in the same way we do, but because with the physical form, with the cancer in the mouth, there was holding back it wasn't her anger, but it was like the energy that wanted to learn forgiveness of words. And she just loves you, and she wants you to know how loved you are, and she wants you to celebrate your lives together and your love together. And she says, that will never die. That can never go away. Please be happy, Mommy. I want you to be happy. That's what I'm hearing, and that's what I'm seeing her say.
It seems like the animals are not selfish, are they?
No, they're not. Do you know one of the things they say most, this is like for any animal lover to hear, they say, please don't tell humans, don't share any of our pain and suffering. They say that it's like the law of attraction, but they don't use that word. They say, share all of the good things and all of the triumphs and all the good news about how animals are being treated better, that finally cows are eating, you know, more pastures and there's less hormone injections and the milk. Like, say all the good news. They say, don't share the pain, because that will just feed the pain. That will just give more energy to the pain.
Producer Tom Danheiser, Lori has a little Maltese named Freddie, who's almost like a little human being. Tommy, you've got a story.
Yeah. Well, it's just a quick little thing. It's like a little man in this dog. I mean, it's so unbelievable. And so, like, when I go, let's say I'll go to Starbucks and get myself something, I'll always get him something, so I'll include him in whatever treat I get. I'm wondering, like, sometimes when I sneak away and I grab something, do they know? Do they, like, know I'm kind of cheating on him, so to speak?
Well, can I tell you that animals, actually, they're so telepathic, they can pretty much read your thoughts all the time. And I always say they know your secrets, but they don't have any, they're not carrying any energy of shame or blame or judgment. So it's not like a wrongness. But when you're thinking, like, oh, I'm going to sneak away, he picks up on that. Yeah, for sure. And this little guy, Freddie, that's his name, right?
That's
Freddie?
His name, Freddie.
Freddie Munster.
He has a lot of character and charm, and he's very quirky and yet just so funny and dynamic too. And I get that that's part of his role in your life, to help bring that out in you as well.
I've seen him, Lori, and he dances around like a little man. I mean, it's the only thing he's missing is a top hat.
Yeah, that's so funny. So, Tom, do you feel like that's something, that those are qualities that you want to bring out more in yourself?
No, not necessarily, but I do know that I'm a lot happier when he's around and dancing around and stuff.
We're going to come back in a moment with Lori and take some final phone calls here on Coast to Coast AM. And again, her website is her name, linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. Her books are on amazon.com. And when we come back, before we take calls, I'm going to have her mention some of these free items she's got available for you. So we'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. On our next Coast to Coast program, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us from criticalhealthnews.com for a couple hours. And then Mark Hartzman joins us to talk about some strange and weird things on Coast to Coast. And, of course, join us. And welcome back, George Norrie, our final segment with Lori Spagna, as we talk about animal communications, telepathy, and, of course, human awakening. And if we can, Lori, let's talk about these free items before we go back to final calls. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. For anyone who wants to learn more about animal communication and telepathy, and also how to be of service to animals on a global scale, they can go to lorispagna.com/free gifts/animals. There's tons of really rich, juicy content that will really help people to learn about animal communication, telepathy, and energy, and how we can all help animals on Earth. And for people who want to learn more about the DNA, which we touched on, they can go to lorispagna.com/free-gifts/DNA. And for people who want to learn more about the star seeds and the star family races and how they're playing a role in our shifting and changing, they can go to lorispagna.com/free-gifts/starseed.
Interesting. Now, if they just went to your website, would they still be able
to
find it?
They'll get another free gift, actually. If they just go to the website, there's even more free gifts just on the homepage that also have to do with unlocking and awakening your psychic intuitive gifts and also developing more of your animal communication abilities as well.
All right, great. How long have you been doing energy healing?
I've been doing it for well over 20 years. It really started from my love for animals. I just wanted to help animals. That's where it all started.
Then you ended up helping people.
Yeah, because that's what the animals said, George. They were like, okay, if you want to help us, you need to help humans because that's what we're here for. And that's really how it started. It was like, and in fact, in my earliest days of doing animal communication, when I started hearing animals, they would say, you be quiet and listen to us, and we'll teach you.
Let's go to the phones for you. Let's go to Ray Don in San Rafael, California. Ray Don, thanks for calling.
Thanks, George. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Ray Don.
I was burying a cat, my cat, and in the front yard, and I just finished patting down, you know, the earth and everything. I was crying, put some flowers. And all of a sudden, the exact same cat came running out of a field across the street. And I just couldn't believe it.
Do you know what I'm hearing about that, what I'm being told? And you can sort of, you know, it's up to you if this resonates with you. But animals oftentimes do what we call a walk-in. It's what we call a drop-in. It's more of a drop-in. So one animal who's crossed over can make a kind of temporary agreement with another animal who they ask, can I just use your body and do what's called a drop-in? Or just come in, use your body for a few minutes. It's not the same thing as what we would call like a takeover of the body. It's more like one soul says, sure, I'll let you pop in for a little bit just so you can say hello to your physical, you know, family, and then you'll have to leave because it's my body. That's what I'm hearing happened. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but this cat, like, lived another 8 years.
Wow.
The animal that came and said hello.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. What I'm hearing is that your animal who crossed over did what we call a drop-in. He dropped into a physical body just long enough, just briefly, another cat's body, to say, Mom, I'm here. I'm okay.
Can they stay if they wanted to?
No, because that's like taking over someone else's body. That's not okay.
That is not okay. But what about reincarnation of animals?
That definitely can happen and does happen. I mean, just like us, we have the ability to reincarnate. In fact, we usually do. We basically transition. Same thing with the animals. We transition. We go through non-physicality. We do some amount of work in the non-physical. We might stay in the non-physical for a long time, just like them. We might be guardians or guides, or we might rise to some kind of our own mastery. Same thing with the animals. And then they make a choice whether or not they're going to come back, when, how, who they're going to serve, what else they're going to work on.
Let's go next to Tony in Los Angeles. Hey, Tone, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hi, Tony.
Yeah, how you doing? I just wanted to ask you, you know, I'm a truck driver. I drive on, I see a lot of stuff. Actually, I had a spirit of a cat hop in my truck, and it just came to me. It was just kind of weird. And it kind of freaked me up because I was driving, and I picked it up, and I put it in the passenger side seat, and then it came back and crawled up on my lap again and lay down. That was it. And then I missed my exit where I was supposed to take. But that exit when I missed the take, it was weird because then the cat showed me where it died at.
Wow.
And then ever since then, the cat's been with me.
You've kept it. When it's here. That's fantastic.
It tells me when it's here and not here.
Yeah, so you're already making connection, Tony, with non-physical.
The funny thing is, I've been like this since I was a child.
Yeah.
I see dead spirits, and they come to me. Like, there was a bad accident not too long ago when I was going up to Washington. There's some car that hit a dead animal, and the spirit that was in the car, I guess, the person. Well, anyways, I felt the pain. It had very massive neck trauma, and I felt that pain. And then the person's over there looking at me, hey, what am I supposed to do? I go, you got to go. I can't help you.
Mm. It sounds like you have some incredible gifts there.
That's a great story.
And it's up to you if you would like to cultivate those even more, because you can use them to help humans and animals, and you know, whether they're physical or non-physical. That's up to you. It's up to you to decide what you want to do with those gifts. That's incredible.
Thanks, Tony, and keep driving safely, my friend.
Yes,
appreciate it.
Safely, of course.
First-time caller Donna in Biloxi, Mississippi. Welcome to the show. Hello, Donna.
Hi, George. How are you this morning?
Fine. I hope you are, too.
I am. Thank you so much. I have lost 4 of my dogs in the last 3 years.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and I was just wondering if she's getting anything from any of them.
Donna, 4 of your dogs, can you tell me? Let's start
with... I've been rescuing animals for just many, many, many years, and they were all getting old. One passed of lung cancer, one had a kidney failure. The last one just was eaten up with a tumor, so it's just been all health problems for old dogs, you know. Mm. It's just hard.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. Let me say this, Donna. First, what I do know, because it's almost like I have the 4 collectively in spirit, in the sense is that one of their big things is the gratitude for the life that you gave them that they would not have otherwise had. That said, let me say this. The body is a vehicle of communication. We don't think of it that way, but it really is. And our animals, because they're sponges, right? They're healing us. So when they take something on in the body, it's usually a form of energy that wants to resolve itself. And these 4 animals, because you gave them life, they basically, in a sense, are energetically doing their best to heal and resolve issues for you, too. That's how they're serving you in return. All 4 of these animals, in a sense, are saying... It's a theme with kidneys also often say the energy of releasing fear. It's like you're the animal who transitioned from the kidney failure is almost like saying, release your fears. I'm helping you to release your fears. And the animals that had the tumor are asking to release any old grudges, in a sense, because that's what they want to help you with in service, because you gave them a life. They're so grateful to you. You gave them a life that they would not have had without you, and they want to help you too. I hope that's helpful, Donna.
Well, great. Thank you for that, Lori. You do a great service, by the way, Lori. Did you know that to people?
Me or Donna?
No, you.
Oh, I hope so. Yes, that is my purpose here. I mean, that's what I love to do. To help humans and animals. And, I mean, us animal lovers, we will do anything for our animals. We love animals so much, those of us who love our animals. And that's what the animals, how they want to repay us, is to help us to resolve our issues in, you know, our density, whatever that density is. It's really what's our pain and our suffering, you know.
Mayette's in New York. Hello, Mayette. Welcome to the program.
Aloha. Most excellent program, George, and thank you for your work, Lori. I want to know, well, I'll go past the exercise question because that sounds on the website, but if you want to share any thoughts, I have a two-parter as to what is not a vaccine but is more of a... gene therapy that we don't quite understand, and we heard a clip, some of us, from the bankers at the Bank of International Settlements, the banker's banker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were going around, women and men, saying the internet of bodies. Lastly, some of us are just shaking our heads along with the animals who are seeing it. We seem to be much of humanity moving toward authoritarianism and us versus them fascism. Women are being targeted most recently, and on and on. All of us will be ultimately. So I want to know, in terms of your fifth dimension consciousness, where we go from here. What you can say in a few minutes. Thank you, George.
Thanks, my aunt.
Okay, I love your questions. I'm going to go to the second one first just because of timing. And if George says we have more time, we can go back to the first. But let me say this. I do not actually see that. I understand the perspective that we are moving. It looks like we're moving toward more fascism. But what I would say is that the old system is trying so hard to hold on to something that is crumbling and is collapsing in on itself like a house of cards. It's just that we don't see it yet. And what I would invite everybody to do is to consider the concept of reverse engineering, which is to say that the so-called end result, which is that everybody starts waking up and realizing the ridiculousness of this old paradigm, that and through the wake-up process that we finally restore ourselves to our rightful alignment, which is our alignment with love, our alignment with the divine, however we identify that within us, that so-called end, so to speak, but it's never an end because we continue evolving, that reverse engineering, if you could see that, you would allow yourself to also see that this perception of this fascism and this ridiculousness that's going on is the ending of the old system and the birth of the new. And the birth of the new is going to be very beautiful based on what is for the greatest good of all with harm to none. And one more thing I'll say is what is for the 100% positive upliftment for all with harm to none. That is what we're evolving into. I am so 100% certain of it. And that's because that's coded within me. It's already there. I can see it. We're just catching up to that realization. So I hope that's helpful. That's the second question anyway. Does that make sense? I hope it makes sense.
It does. If you could wave a magic wand, what would you do and what would you change, Lori?
If I can wave a magic wand right now, to me, the number one problem on planet Earth is what I would call the mass media. I would bring truth to that integrity. That's my magic wand. I would bring truth and integrity to it.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's good luck. I think it's coming about. It's happening.
We're got 30 seconds left. Give out your website one more time, please.
It's at lorispagna.com. It's my name, LORISPAGNA. And they can get tons of free gifts over there as well. And I just want to thank you so much for having me, George.
Thanks, Lori.
It's been such a pleasure.
You keep in touch. They like you a lot here. So you keep in touch. Lori Spagna, again, the website is her name. And we've got it linked up for you to make it easy at coasttocoastam.com. And her books, one of them includes Animals and the Afterlife. You'll love it. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, Tim Banal, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.